Let me start. You were all here with us listening to the president's speech, which did not go a lot further than the little statement the White House put out in the middle of the night. But was this a blunder?
Well, it was an aborted effort. The president said it had an excellent chance of success. I'll have to hear the particulars before I could pass judgment on that. I do give the president credit for assuming the responsibility, and I remember once when President Kennedy said that success has many fathers, failure but one.
Were you consulted, or should you have been consulted?
We were not consulted. The committee was not consulted. To my knowledge, no one in the Congress was consulted. Yesterday, Senator Javits, the ranking Republican member of the committee, and I sent a letter to the Secretary of State in which we referred to Section 3 of the War Powers Act, which I think clearly requires consultation. Let me just read the language of the Act. The President in every possible instance shall consult with Congress before introducing United States armed forces into hostilities or into situations where imminent involvement in hostilities is clearly indicated by the circumstances. I think the latter quite literally applies to this case, and that there should have been consultation as required by the War Powers Act.
Senator Percy, if the President had consulted with you, would you have tried to talk him out of this?
Yes, I think so, and I think a number of us would. I just attended a conference this weekend with some top State Department and military personnel. Best judgment I could get was that they concurred. It would be far too risky. In fact, the administration has assured us all along that an operation of this type was far too risky and would not likely succeed. Now, maybe something intervened from the last time they'd said that until now. Obviously, the president has said that he's been in training since November. But I think it was far too risky, and certainly the damage to this country and the lost lives now is tragic as a result of the failure of the mission.
Would you have been on the same side of that argument?
Yes, I think so, Bruce. There's also the question, in addition to the risk with which I agree, and the consequences of failure, which we have yet to see, the question of timing, because we were actively engaged in an effort to secure the cooperation of our allies in economic sanctions. And our allies were beginning to support the United States in anticipation that economic measures would foreclose military action. So the timing, too, is a highly questionable aspect of this tragedy.
We've been joined while this conversation was in progress by Senator Henry Jackson of Washington. Good morning, Senator.
Morning, Bruce.
Morning.
You're a member of the Intelligence Committee. The Foreign Relations Committee, we've been hearing, was not consulted. Were you?
No, to my knowledge, the Armed Services Committee was not. I'm the ranking member on Armed Services. We were not consulted.
Was this a good idea, a bad idea? What's your feeling?
Well, I think that in this kind of highly sensitive situation that we're in, been wise to share the burden from the standpoint of the president, standpoint of the country. That could have been done. It could have been closely held. My concern right now is that we're in a period of maximum danger as far as the hostages are concerned, and the best thing that all of us can do is to cool it. I have for several weeks been expressing my concern about the born-again hawks, the real danger of overreaction during this period. And I think it's been real. My objective and the objective of every member of the House and Senate is to save those hostages. And I must say, Bruce, that it'd been a lot wiser to have not undertaken this kind of venture without first at least having consulted the Congress.
The administration has been extraordinarily good in consulting with us up to this point. I can understand the risk might be too great, but there's never been a breach of security on all previous consultation, almost on a daily basis.
Senator Percy, Senator Church, Senator Jackson, thank you very much.